Edgar.
Hello?
This is Edgar.
Hey, Edgar, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good as well. I think that me and my team was trying to get in contact with you. You were busy. So do you have time now?
Yes. Talk about the website?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we can talk about it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just give me a minute. Let me just go ahead and pull up your profile for me, all right? Just give me a quick second. All righty. All right, and did you approve the version 2 of your website, correct?
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, let me just go ahead and pull up the brief, because I did have some questions, because I take care of the website and all of the development process about it. All right, so I just wanted to have a little question and clarify everything before we go ahead and move forward, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, so, and this is just the start of your business, or how long have you been doing this?
Yeah, it's going to be the inception of it. I haven't even started it yet. Really launched it.
Uh-huh, so this is just a start of a new business, of a new thing that you're trying to put up in the world?
That is correct.
And this is a life coaching thing, right? You will be giving out coachings and you will be giving out therapy classes to the people who don't know what they're doing in this world, and, you know, a guiding way. It's a guiding way.
Exactly. Trying to find like a guiding way, such as also like a value driven thing. Like, what do you stand for, kind of thing? Like, what's your purpose?
Like,
what are you going for?
Why have you been brought in this world, for what purpose exactly? Correct.
Right.
Well, a lot of people are lost in this world, of course, all right? They don't know what they're doing. They're going to rehab, then they're coming out, and they're doing that again. Some of them are, you know, going to jail for something they have done. And I just think about it. So they do need a guide, all right? And a guy like you, of course, you're putting in something that is required in this world, then, of course, we will go ahead and support you 110% into that.
Okay.
All right, okay. And this is not your practice live. This is the name of the business?
That is correct.
Okay, all right. And you have also approved a website, a mock. Let me just go ahead and pull it up as well. All right, that is with the green and black theme of the website, the colors?
Correct.
Okay. All right. For the pages, we do have home, about us, speaker. That will be you. All right. Contact and privacy policy. And basic life coaching, health coaching, business coaching, and stuff like that. You will be providing those kind of services as well, right, if anyone needs it?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and you do have the logo that is already up on the website. Already.
So I think the most important thing that I want to convey is I think in the top right corner, there's like a button that says, is it like a contact button, or what does it say?
Yeah, let me just go ahead and pull it up. On the corner, it says register.
Register. So I would think like maybe like book your appointment or start now or something like that, like an action, you know?
Mm-hmm. So people can come to your class and learn what they want to
exactly.
do about
it. So the plan is to have like an action item in the far right corner. And then that takes into a calendar, you know, where we can put in, is there a way we can add a calendar to that so where they can book a session?
Well, of course, we can go ahead and create a functionality for the calendar booking, all right, where people can go ahead and book the slots whenever you will be available or which class they want to go into.
Exactly. So there's three different options that they can pick from, you know, as far as like type of class. And then, yeah, if we can create the calendar to where they can only pick certain times that are based on my schedule, obviously, you know.
Well, of course, well, there will be a calendar functionality that I think that my team can go ahead and create for you, all right, in which that they will be able to see what time you will be available and what time the classes are at and whatever whatever the subject they want to go into. So whenever you get the information, like, this is my student who would like to go ahead, or a person who would like to go ahead and have some life coaching classes with this subject. He needs a life learning lesson or a coaching or a guidance on this particular subject, all right, not other than that. So you can just get in contact with them and do your thing.
Right. Like an inquiry form?
Go ahead.
So something like an inquiry form, right, where they fill it out and then I get back to them?
So that will not be an inquiry form, all right? That will be a whole calendar functionality that my team will build for you.
Okay, right?
Like,
perfect. Yeah,
you need to go ahead and code it in. All right, because your website is being built on a custom base, all right, on the back end for the CMS and stuff, all right, that we need to go ahead and create a whole functionality out of it, all right, so we can go ahead and get the calendar over there with the, all of these subjects. And, like, tell me about it. Like, how many subjects will you be catering over there? Like, what kind of services will you be providing? Like, if I come over here onto for you, all right, like, what kind of services will you be providing to me? I just want to have
so it's kind of like one package, if you would. Like, so it's just a matter of different price values. So the intent is every session will be the same in the sense that we're going to go over, you know, a definition that we're going to fill out a worksheet, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be filling out a worksheet that defines your values, your goals, what motivates you, you know, just try to look into a little bit about you, right? So
kind
I guess
of a therapy sessions.
It is. And like the three different options that I want people to pick from is just based off of like value, you know, because for example, the option, like the first option would be like a $99 option where it's a conference call, right? So we're going to be on a conference call, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there'd be a second option that's like $250, and that's a physical meetup. You know what I mean? Where
okay.
we actually meet up, and it takes place at, if you will, like at an office, that's like an art gallery, right? And it's more inspired. The art gallery is called This Is Not Your Practice Life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's meant to be more submersive, you know, where you get motivated by this art that I have picked out and, you know, made and purchased that brings a meaning to each part, you know what I mean, of the worksheet. You know, so it's more submersive, if you would.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the third one?
Well, that it's obviously those two for right now.
Okay, the online and the physical meetup, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And the online one, you can have a class on Zoom or whatever you would like to go with. You can just go ahead and let them know about it once you have all of the
exactly.
details.
Exactly. We set up a Zoom call. I go in touch with them, and then I set that up.
And the client needs to pay it over the website, right?
That is correct.
And so you will be needed to require a payment merchant as well.
Right.
So they can pay through PayPal, Stripe, Square, whatever you want, credit card, debit card, and gift cards?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me just go ahead and note that down. Just give me a quick minute, okay? Let me just note everything down so I have a better scope of what we're trying to achieve over here. All right, merchant. Alright, okay. Are you in front of your computer screen? Or are you...
I am not.
Okay, so you're outside? Hello?
Yeah, I'm not by a computer screen right now.
Okay, alright, okay. Well, I just wanted to have a little question regarding the questionnaire that you have filled out, alright, and in which we asked, like, what kind of payment method would you like to use? You said, yes, pay by credit or debit card as well. Alright, and you stated, and there was a question, do you need a CMS? So are you familiar what is a CMS? A CMS. CMS?
I don't follow. CMS?
Yes. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
Okay, all right. Well, that will be the backend, you can say a portal for the website where you sign in and you go ahead and change anything on the website. Like anything
okay.
about it, like content, images, animations, or anything about it, you can just go ahead and go into it and change it. All right, like you can go ahead and make changes or anything about it on the website, or you can just go ahead and create pages or stuff like that. Okay, that will be provided over to you as well once the website goes live. Then, all right, okay. And the eighth thing was, do you require an SSL integration required over the website? And which you left a blank. So, Manuel, if you know about it or not, you just left it blank. So I just wanted to have a question about it.
You're breaking up. I can hardly make out what you're saying.
Can you hear me now?
Not really.
Okay, let me try to give you a call back, okay? Give me a minute.
Okay.